Okay, so this is the IOC on passage 9 from The Importance of Being Earnest, written by Oscar Wilde. He was, in the end of the 19th century, he was one of the most influential and important playwriters in the Victorian era. He had very progressive ideas that he incorporated into his plays, which is also the case for The Importance of Being Earnest. The passage is almost at the end of the play. It's in the third part, and in the passage we see the characters Cecily and Gwendolyn having a conflict that arises from them having a misunderstanding about the names of their fiancés, and this conflict then gets resolved in the end of the passage. Now, in the first part, we see the girls taking turns at either both of them, they criticize the place that the other comes from, which is either the town or the country, which is a common conflict at the time of the Victorian society, and which is also a theme throughout the play. We can see this in line 8, where Gwendolyn says that she hates crowds, and Cecily responds with saying that, "I suppose that is why you live in town," which is a ironic answer, which mocks that Gwendolyn lives in the city, yet also hates crowds, which to Cecily doesn't make any sense. But immediately Gwendolyn responds with saying how well kept the garden is, and also saying that she has no idea that there were any flowers in the country, which is which is very absurd, because she's most likely educated and would know this. All these insults or mockings of either origin of the girls are always given to the other with a lot of manners. So the girls always make sure to make it sound polite, and that they're not offending the other in a direct way, but rather through hidden notions. And we can also see in the staging that there's often some emotions or some tones that the girls have when saying these things that would make it more understandable to the audience that is watching the play. For example, in line 9, Cecily sweetly says that she supposes that is why Gwendolyn lives in the town, and Gwendolyn afterwards bites her lip and beats her foot nervously with her parasol, an action which shows how she dislikes this but won't say it verbally. In line 14, Gwendolyn says, "Personally, I cannot understand how anybody manages to exist in the country. If anybody who is anybody does." Now, the repetition of "if anybody who is anybody" very clearly shows how she dislikes the people, or Cecily in particular, who live in the countryside. And she thinks that that nobody who is anything can live in the countryside, but must rather live in the city of London, for example, where she lives. and this is more clearly stated here. Yet Cecily, who takes offense from this, doesn't respond to her in a verbal way, but rather through quite childish behavior, which we see later, because she offers Gwendolyn tea and gives Gwendolyn more than she asks for, like sugar in the tea, which Gwendolyn says is not fashionable anymore, which also shows the theme of triviality of concerns of the upper class in Victorian society. Yet Cecily pours 4 lumps of sugar into the cup, instead of giving Gwendolyn bread and butter, she gives her cake, which she did not want, but which is also interesting because Gwendolyn says that cake is rarely seen at the best houses nowadays, which must imply that because Cecily offers cake and she has cake there, Gwendolyn says must be implying that Cecily comes from a lesser house, and also because she's from the country, she may not be up to date with the newest fashionable things to do. Yes. Now the conflict between the two girls reaches its peak after line 25, where Gwendolyn more directly addresses the childish actions that Cecily has just taken by stating the things she did. You have filled my tea with lumps of sugar, and though I asked most distinctly for bread and butter, you have given me cake. I am known for the gentleness of my disposition. Miss Carter, you may go too far, and this shows the peak of the conflict, but it's resolved shortly after when Jack enters the play, and the girls can now see that they're not talking about the same person, even though they think that their fiancés both have the same name, which caused the confusion in the first place. The actions that Cecily took were also very expressive, or showed how the characteristics that her character has. She's 18 years old, in contrast to Gwendolyn, who's 24 years old, and the 18 years of age seems to affect her behavior because she takes these childish actions, which Gwendolyn also disapproves of so much. Gwendolyn is also very controlled and very adherent person, therefore she is so astonished by the things Cecily does, and shows this this dislike she has for her also more openly in the end. In line 39, Gwendolyn's as a reaction to Cecily explaining the misunderstanding between the two, and Cecily actually telling her that Jack is not called Ernest, but his name is only Jack, she recedingly says Jack. Oh, so we see her being in distress because as she thought, she had found the perfect man, and because marriage was so important at the time of Victorian society, and for women it was very important to quickly find a suitable husband, and she thought she had done so, even and that at the criteria of a name, which also again shows the dullness and superficiality of upper class Victorian society. Yes, that is what this shows. So, in conclusion, yes, we see the themes of mocking Victorian society, which is very common in this play, The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, and also the importance of manners and expression, which Gwendolyn and Cecily have, and the conflict that the two have because of the misunderstanding with their name of Ernest, of their fiancés. This conflict is then resolved in the end.